The Austin Independent School District's Board of Trustees has voted to approve new human sexuality and responsibility standards to be taught to students from 3rd to 8th grades. KUT's Elizabeth Gabriel reports it is the first update to the standards in 12 years.
The new standards would introduce lessons on consent and gender identity. It also uses age-specific lessons for earlier grades. For example, 3rd graders will learn about puberty and adolescent development. 5th graders will learn about sexually transmitted diseases, including HIV. Fatima Rosales is a junior at the Ann Richards School for Girls. At this week's board meeting, she says she supports a curriculum that helps LGBTQ students at a younger age.
Sex ed classes designed for younger students should teach them to not be afraid to ask questions about sexual health and provide knowledge about their body, gender identity, and sexual orientation. This talk about identity and sexuality needs to be more than this is normative and heteronormative.
The new standards also include lessons on healthy relationships between kids and adults. Other topics include identity, pregnancy and reproduction, and personal safety. Lisa Goodnow is Associate Superintendent of Academics and Social and Emotional Learning at AISD. She said it's necessary for students to learn about anatomy and healthy relationships at an early age.
It is more difficult for children to disclose and clarify sexual abuse if they don't know the words or specific parts of their body to report.
AISD shaped the standards with feedback from public meetings and a community survey last year. Nearly 6,000 people responded to questions on what should be taught and when it should be taught. But not everyone thinks the district listened to their opinions. Some came to the board meeting with concerns about teaching these topics at an early age. Nicole Hudgens is with Texas Values, a conservative religious group. She said the survey didn't ask the right questions.
They were asked when condom demonstrations should take place. They were asked when emergency contraception should be discussed, when the LGBT issue should be discussed, not if, not how, and not what.
Parents will be able to opt their students out of individual lessons or the entire curriculum. The district hopes to approve a new sex education curriculum in June. Elizabeth Gabriel, KUT News.